Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September 28th, 2016. And this is the Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about a grouping of opposition political parties under the National Electoral Reform Agenda, or NERA.
NERA is a grouping of 18 opposition political parties whose common agenda is the reform of the electoral playing field, which they believe is skewed towards the ruling ZANU-PF party.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on 12080 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Thanks again for joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk at the Diaspora Forum. We are talking about the National Election Reform Agenda, or NERA.
NERA, as we said earlier on, is a grouping of 18 political parties that include MDCT, Zimbabwe People First, ZimFest, MDC, ZAPU, and of course, the ZimFest president is with us here tonight, Dr. Maxwell Shumba.
And, of course, we'll also be joined later on by other guests. And, of course, you, the listeners, are welcome to join us. And you can call us. What's the number, Junga?
The number is 202-619-2077. If you are calling from outside, the number is 001-202-619-2077. And if you are calling from here, 202-619-2077.
Yebo kambe zulukandaba mthwakazi omuhle siyadibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu olwe live talk sikhuluma ke lamhlanje ngodaba lwe NERA ihlanganiso lamabandla alichumi lasifica minwembili 18 le inhlanganiso ye NERA liyazi kuba yiyo eke yaqoqa ukutshengisela ngaphandle kwakho nokukutshengisela kuphela bakhona balenhlelo ezehlukeneyo, inhlelo zakhona ngezokubana kulungiswe umhlahlandlela wokhetho ukuze ukhetho lungabi lokuphikiswa ukuthi khona impumela yakhona kayiphumanga kahle. Njalo lamhlanje sibe lenhlanhla silo mnumzana Maxwell Shumba, umkhokheli webandla leZimFest esilaye, silabo njalo abanye abahlonitshwa esizaba sikhuluma labo ecingweni. Jonga
wongu vateriri nevatariri vari kuona chirongwa chedu panenonguva. Nasi hurukuro iri pamubatanidzwa wemapato gumi nemasere 18 akaumba sangano kana kuti mubatanidzwa unonzi National Electoral Reform Agenda, NERA. Chinangwa chiri chekurwisa kuti munyika muve neshanduko kana kuvandudzwa kwemitemo ine chekuita nesarudzo. Kuumbana kwemasangano akawanda ezvematongerwo enyika anopikisa hurumende chinhu chakanga chisingatarisirwi newakawanda, asi nekuda kwekushanda pamwe takawana vachiumba sangano iri. Asi mazuva apera ya Chris tati chimboverenga mapepa nawo nokunzwawo kubva kune vamwe mapato anopikisa iwayo kuti munenge muruda kupinda pongwe pane pari kuita kusadonza pamwe chete kwemapato. Takanzwa vamwe vachigunun'una kuti urongwa hwekuratidzira kwakarongwa kwekuitwa kuchitungwizira svondo rapera. Vamwe vachiti ati hatisina kuudzwa nezvazvo, vamwe vachiti aiwa zvava zvakarongwa. Ndo zvinoitika manei pakawanda vanhu, asi nyaya idzodzo nedzimwe dzakawanda dziri kubata NERA tichadzinzwa muhurukuro yatichaita. Taita rombo rakanaka rokuve naDr. Maxwell Shumba, vanove mutungamiri werimwe bato remapato ari muNERA reZimFest. Tinogamuchirai paStudio 7, Dr. Shumba.
Tinotenda. Makadi vateereri.
Tinoimba vateereri vari kufara nekunge vachizvinzwira. Hanzi nyota yekunwa uri patsime yakasiyana neyekuigirwa mukombe. Nhasi vanenge vachinwa vari patsime nekuve kwenyu muchirongwa chino. Totanga nekuda kunzwa zvikuru zvakaumbirwa sangano reNERA.
Chokwadi. NERA ibato rakaumbwa gore rakapera kuna November. Rakatanga rine mapato mashoma ndokunge achizonge achiwanda nekupinda kwaita mamwe mapato. Asi chinangwa cheNERA ndechekuti muZimbabwe munge muine maelections anoti kana apera vanhu vane ma results apana kukwidzana vanhu vese vanenge vachiti hongu tinotambira zvabva musarunzo saka nera pari zvino ine ma secretariat vamwe vanenge vakamirira kushanda ne hurumende dzimwe nyika vamwe vakamirira kuorganizer ma meeting but zvikuru panera pane anonzi convener convener in principle pachibvumirano anenge aine ari pachigaro for 3 months pari zvino convener anobva kupati yavama mujuru vakamirirwa navamutasa kune inonzi media and information publicity bato randotungamirira people first Zimbabwe Zim first ndiro rine media information and publicity nera kana vanhu vakanyatsogadzikisana vakatarisa vakaita chinangwa chimwe chete rinogona kunge richikunda patarisiro yatinenge tinayo takatarisira kuti patinenge tapedza kuti tafamba rwendo iri nyika inenge yabvuma pamwe chete kuti zvakabvumiranwa muGPA nekuturikidza kwemaelectoral reform zvaitwa mapato ese paanenge akukontesta anenge achienda achiti aiwa maelections at least ari free ari fair uye ari safe asiwo kune mahousekeeping sekutaura kwamaita tichataura zvedu pamberi apo anoda kuitwa munera asi nematarisiro atinoona ndeyekuti chakaumbwa chaapo chakuda kungogadziriswa
maybe in English you can also give us a short background of NERA.
Sure. NERA was founded end of last year and it has gained strength and its structure is that there's a secretariat, there's a technical working group, and there's a convener. And the secretariats are seized with the tasks which are given to them by the principals. So there is a principal committee where all presidents meet. There was a principal meeting yesterday where all the presidents met in Hatfield. So in terms of who talks about NERA, who does what, there is a convener. And in principle, a convener holds the convenership for 3 months on a rotational basis. We meet at the end of the month. This month, September, is the end of the month for the Mujuru Party's convenership. Currently, it's with the Mujuru Party under Mr. Didmus Mutasa. The party I lead, the Zim First, was the secretariat for the media and publicity. And unfortunately, you have not heard much from us because these are some of the housekeeping we need to do in NERA. But as an organization to push for electoral reform, it's a very good starting point. And I believe with goodwill and with a proper national leadership, which we are set to provide as the presidents, we will achieve free and safe elections. Whether they will be fair, sometimes it's, you know, it's subjective. But the most important thing that the elections should be free and the people should be able to safely elect the people, the presidents and the leaders they want.
Mm. Chris.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Shumba. We have another guest, Mr. Moyo, Dan Moyo, and he's the provincial chairman of the MDC USA. Welcome to the show, Mr. Moyo.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.
Yes, tonight, as you are aware, we are discussing the issue of NERA, NERA, which is a grouping of 18 political parties, including your party. And so far, Dr. Shumba has been giving us a background, a brief background of how NERA started and what has been happening. And from your own perspective, can you tell us a little bit about NERA?
Yes. Basically, what has happened in the past is that the MDC adopted a policy sometime way back of national convergence, and NERA is pretty much, I would say, the offspring of that ideology, where we said, look, there's really a need for us to get together when we push for electoral reforms, because it's in the interest of all the opposition parties that these electoral reforms be put in place. And it really didn't make sense that the MDC would go it alone in pursuing this endeavor, and it would rather benefit everybody if all the opposition parties came together and spoke with one voice. And so NERA is the result of those efforts to get all the parties together and to demand the same thing, because we all know that the elections have been rigged in Zimbabwe for the past three elections or so. The results have always been contested. And that does not only affect the MDC as the biggest, the largest opposition party, but it affects all the other parties that are participating in these elections if they are seen to be tainted. And more so, the international community has also rejected the results of these elections because of non-transparency and non-adherence to electoral standards, as we've seen even within the SADC nations and around the world.
Maita basa va moyo rambai muri parunare. Tombodzoka kuna Dr. Shumba. Tirikuona kuti pane mwedzi ingasvika gumi NERA yaumbwa. Pane zvamungati here zvaburitswa nenera, nokuti tirikungoona vanhu vari kungoratidzira, vanhu vari kungochema nenyaya yekuti shanduko dziitwe. Asi hurumende inenge yakataura kuti hapana shanduko hombe dzingatarisirwa kusvika tsarudzo dzaitwa. Zvii zvamungati zvaburitswa nenera kusvika pari nhasi?
Yeah, sure. The sad part is nothing has been achieved yet. And I was one of the presidents who gave my position clear that we need to think outside the box. We need to provide national leadership because ZANU-PF has clearly stated that they will not reform themselves out of power, and we know that. So with what I proposed, I gave a roadmap towards free and safe elections. We can say unfair, but our focus is we need to have free and safe elections. And this roadmap, I have been developing it with ZCTU, and some presidents already have given back their input. So the documents I showed you, Mr. Gandemiri and Mr. Gande, carries already the input of other presidents, and will continue to circulate to them. But basically what we need is we really need to focus on ensuring that every Zimbabwean is safe as we continue to push for electoral reforms. And we have seen the results of demos. We have so many people who are in jail, such that now people see or perceive the arrest of activists as a way by ZANU-PF to raise funds through bail. So ourselves, we are saying, if we provide a roadmap which safeguards the liberties of every citizen of Zimbabwe, and this roadmap clearly states and outlines the milestones at each stage. And when you look through the roadmap I gave you, it has all the milestones which even culminate at the UN. And we want the world and Zimbabweans to know, as when we publicize, I hope I'll be back here at Studio 7, when we talk about the roadmap proper, where people say we are looking at this month, if this is going to happen, and if it happens, then people will be able to have their input. And if it doesn't happen, there will be a national debate. And at every milestone, people should be able to anticipate the outcomes, and there should be national stakeholders. And that roadmap is very clear. We in our opinion, as ZimFest, we expect that no political party will oppose this. No civil society organization will oppose this because it's in the best interest of the Zimbabweans. We cannot just be meeting. We've been meeting your rights for 10 months. And I don't think it's worthy our time to continue meeting, or it's worthy the people's effort to continue demonstrating. And you have seen the discord, which is beginning to creep up, where some people call for a demo and other people say we didn't know about it. So we are saying a national leadership is needed. And this is the reason why we have proposed and we have already given our bid to be the next convener. And yesterday, the meeting of the presidents, which we call quote unquote principals, at the principals meeting, unfortunately, some political parties wanted to begin a journey of undemocratic and unprincipled way by proposing that we abandon the agreement of rotational convenership, which stipulates that every 3 months each principal or each party will convene NERA. And once we get over that, because there was a deadlock yesterday.
What was the proposal that you stop this rotational 3 month rotation, and then what? Who takes over?
They wanted Mutasa and the Mujuru Party to have another term, and we are here. We are saying we are fighting undemocratic tendencies from the ZANU-PF, and we are already trying to practice that. It was suggested, and the young and parties, the emerging parties, resisted us too.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Shumba. Stay on the line, but already you are here with us. We have a caller from UK, is Jonathan James. How are you?
I'm exceptionally well, thank you. A little bit tired after a long journey from Goa, but I'm well, thank you. A pleasure to be on this call.
Thank you so much for joining us, and you are our first caller this evening. We have in our studios here Dr. Maxwell Shumba, who is ZimFest president. Do you want to talk to him directly, or you have a question to throw to the show?
Well, I was of the understanding that my remit was to give you a brief synopsis of some of the economic plans that we have that we uniquely and materially change Zimbabwe forever. So if that's of interest, my role is to really elucidate on that detail on behalf of Dr. Shumba. We've been working closely with him for some time now and truly believe that his manifesto will bring material change in the country and enhance the lives of the indigenous population of Zimbabwe. So my primary remit is just to explain that succinctly if you'd like me to do that.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm conscious of time, but thank you again for the privilege to share, and also thank you, Dr. Shumba, for giving me an opportunity to work closely with you over the last a few years or so in the context of changing Zimbabwe. I personally have a lot of passion for Zimbabwe, but principally, succinctly, I think our passion and plan is to affect change in three principal areas. One, financial inclusion is a really important area. We all know Maslow's hierarchy of needs. The primary need of humanity is food, shelter, basic needs of finance. So one of the first things that this government will put in place is an economic plan for financial inclusion, for poverty alleviation, and thirdly, addressing the inequities around wealth and financial distribution, and certainly as it pertains to food poverty distribution levels as well. And we feel the resultant effect of those plans, which are quite innovative and quite unique, it will empower the indigenous population of Zimbabweans to be able to affect change for themselves. So it's slightly philanthropic, slightly altruistic, and certainly a humanitarian plan. But the key is to give them the tools, the systems, and the resources that they need to change their lives for themselves. And how is that going to outwork itself, and what is the plan? It's threefold. We have in our camp our own technology, and we want to use disruptive, in a positive sense, technological innovation and solutions that will affect change. And there are three areas for that. One, the adoption of mobile money. I'll be as quick as I can because I'm conscious there's a lot to be said. The introduction of mobile money. There are over 15.3 million mobiles in Zimbabwe. And one of the fastest ways to stimulate the economy is to introduce mobile money as a payment platform, obviating the need for physical cash. And we do know right now, presently, there's a cash liquidity crisis in Zimbabwe. And one of the ways of addressing that is adopting a mobile money payment platform. Secondly, the introduction of a multi-currency digital currency, the state-owned multi-ledger digital currency that's backed by and pegged and securitized by the minerals in the ground. And because of time, I can't elucidate all of the detail there. But Dr. Shimba is incredibly passionate about the introduction of a new currency, a digital currency running on a mobile platform, mobile money platform, to address the issues around the cash crisis. And the third and most important thing is equity for all. And alleviating the pressures over the people financially. And one of the ways that we will do that is the introduction. This is another major innovation. It is happening around the world. There's an interest in the adoption of digital currency. But what we will create is a for-profit nation. What that simply means, it's a shared capital-based legal structure, which is constitutionally legal, that will enable the citizenry, the indigenous population, to be allotted shares in a legal entity that is owned by the government. That government will aggregate all of the assets, government businesses, into that entity to give it value and allot shares freely to the citizenry. So as you can appreciate, in corporate life, tantamount to corporate businesses, the liquidity juncture is a flotation, an IPO, initial public offering. So we would like to see them first, and under the leadership of Dr. Shimba, be the first African nation to be a for-profit nation, to allot shares freely to its citizenry and followers, and to give a payback or a return on investment, stroke a, for want of a better term, giving back financially at the juncture of an IPO, of a flotation, which we'd like to do in a couple of years after Zim first getting to power, if they're successful in getting into power. So that, simply put, sorry to speak so quickly, that's really our role, and I think we've got some innovative solutions that are executable, scalable, certainly viable, and one I think that will bring material change for decades to come, not just for Zimbabweans, but for the continent of Africa. Oh, I hope that makes sense.
Thank you so much. Dr. Shimba didn't get the first part of your question, but I'm sure he got a gist of what you were talking about. So would you like to respond, sir?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you know, this is outside NERA, and this is the future of Zimbabwe. You know, ZimFirst is not just a fly-by-night party. It's a party which was born out of the realization that the diaspora and those who are at home can play a critical role. And the international community pushed with what they see in terms of organizational capacity. And the BBTEL, from where Mr. Jonathan James is coming from, is one of the CEOs of companies which are working with ZimFirst, with the package which is being put together so that ZimFirst can be the party which will rebuild Zimbabwe. So there is a lot which is happening, and coming specifically to what has been shared on air by Mr. Jonathan James, which is the for-profit nation, for the layman, it's simply our ability to implement the principle which gave rise to our name, People First, that the mineral wealth in our country belongs to the people, and the people should benefit from the vast minerals Zimbabwe can surpass Qatar in terms of mineral wealth. And we have mineral wealth which can be shared through what we call the for-profit nation, which Mr. Jonathan James alluded to, that there will be an initial public offer, and we have been assessing how much minerals which can support the shares which can be offered to the people. So on day one, people will get shares, and these shares will be supported by our mineral wealth, and our IPO will be floated at the international stock exchanges. So what he's talking about outside NERA is what's in stock for the future of Zimbabwe.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. James. I know Mr. Moyo is waiting patiently there. Mr. Moyo, just a minute, then we go to Mr. David Mema, who is the Director for Government in Waiting, ZimFest. Mr. Mema, stay on the line. Mr. Denmoy, your take on what has been discussed so far.
Yes, I have kind of two responses, one to Mr. James and the other to Dr. Shumba. To Mr. James, I'd like to point out that what he's talking about seems very interesting, but in our opinion, he is applying a humanitarian and/or financial solution to a political problem. I think as long as Zimbabweans we are unable or we do not comprehend the fact that the problems in Zimbabwe right now are of a political nature, and therefore only when we address those can we be able to move forward with the other things that he is proposing. I think we cannot put the cart before the horse. The situation in Zimbabwe right now is a political problem that needs a political solution, and that political solution can only come about if we have free and fair elections. And now moving on to what Dr. Shumba was talking about. First and foremost, I think he might be correct to say that there is disagreements within NERA in terms of what strategies or tactics to employ to bring about the electoral reforms. As MDC, we vehemently disagree with Dr. Shumba that the demonstrations are not a useful tool for this purpose. I think the demonstrations and the stairways have proved beyond any reasonable doubt that they have been a force that the government has been able to stop and listen to the people. Yes, they are going to be arrests. Yes, they are going to be human rights violations from the brutal regime. But at the end of the day, that is the only game in town. I mean, NERA, if it wants to sit in air-conditioned offices and discuss the future of Zimbabweans without any actual activity being witnessed by the people on the ground, it is not going to work. It has never worked. We had the GPA before, which was a similar setup where people sat in air-conditioned offices and decided the future of Zimbabwe, only for us to come out at the end of the day with a piece of paper that wasn't even worth what it presented in terms of where we are, because we're back to where ZANU-PF was in control of the electoral process, and nothing was achieved. Come 2018, ZANU-PF rigged the elections, and the same will happen if NERA decides not to engage the people and encourage the people to be on the ground challenging the government of Robert Mugabe face-to-face, raising awareness on the international community and in within the SADC region and AU region to say that enough is enough, the people of Zimbabwe have suffered enough. There is no other way of showing that besides the people being on the streets. So this idea of demonstrations not being an effective strategy or tactic to deal with the electoral reform issue, in our opinion as MDC, that is the best strategy we have so far. Talk is cheap, and talk has never gotten us anywhere.
Thank you.
We need action, and we need action on the ground, and we need it now.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Stay on the line. Chris, you
yes,
have...
Yes, we still have Mr. David Mema, and he's the Director of Government in Waiting in the ZimFest. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mema.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, I'm sure... go ahead.
I work closely with Dr. Shumba on ZimFest.
Mm-hmm. You are also in the United States or you are outside?
No, I'm in the United States.
Okay. Yeah, so can you quickly respond to, I'm sure you were listening to Mr. Denmoy there. You are saying this idea of sitting comfortably in the offices and saying demonstrations don't work, it doesn't gel with him and his party. What's your response?
I don't think that we're saying demonstrations don't work. We are saying demonstrations alone will not do the job. You need to make changes, and changes can only be done on the ballot. So demonstrations alone, without being coupled by some political activity,
mm-hmm. will not. So what kind of political activity are we talking about here?
Which means activists, political parties must work together. Political parties must pick up the inspirations of activists, the concerns of activists, and take them up as a running challenge up to the ballot box. What we want is change. So a combination of activism and more so of political activity that will actually make changes. Changes come through ballot. Activism, yes, it works. It conscientizes the government. And if that government is listening, they would start acting, listening to the voices of the people. Mm. But by and large, the ballot is where changes are made, where you change the government. For example, if people go to vote and they choose Zim Fest as the political party that should govern, then that's a big change.
But
so they've changed the whole government system.
But, Mr. Mema, if already 18 opposition parties are crying foul over election rigging and all that by the ruling party, what changes do you think can be brought by the ballot if it has failed to do so in the past?
As already mentioned by Dr. Shumba, NIRA is one of the ways that these political parties are trying to come together. It's a process where they're starting to come together and think, how can we act in one voice to dislodge ZANU-PF?
Okay, thank you so much for getting in the program.
But, Chonga,
you have a question?
Yeah, before you go, Mr. Mema, do you speak Ndebele?
I try.
You try. No, it's okay. We'll try some other time then.
Okay.
Okay, Chonga.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mema.
Thank you.
Tine Mutereri Mkoma Hasla, who is in Botswana. How are you?
No, ndiri right, makadieni.
Aiwa, ndiri mpenyu kuita mpenyu chaye chaye.
Yeah, okay. Mkoma Jonga. Muri kuona dambudziko rino ratotanga. Right now, chirongwa chamataura ndechekuti tida kunzwa kuti mhere yakavambirwe chii. And right now, as we hear it right now, ana Shumba vakuto campaigner. You know, vakuto presenta manifesto ye party yavo nevarungu, whatever they want to be doing, which is not what we want for now. Agiri, ene zvakutaura kuti zvinhu process, political process, inofanira kuchinjwa nemaelection. I'll give you an example. The oldest political party in Africa is ANC. Right, and ANC kuti izowana kuzvitonga kuzere was the last. Right, it depends kuti munhu ari kudhila naye akaoma musoro zvakaita sei. Right now we have a holiday which is now even international, which is the Soweto Uprising Day. Right, that was way back in 1976. Right, so these demonstrations, these stairways, it's not a thing. Chinongoti zvapunduka overnight mangwana atikudhila nevanhu vakatsara moyo. Before independence, people would have gone into the other countries to take up arms. But right now, as SADC, no one is going to give us a springboard. And our springboard is at home, to be out in the streets and tell our government what we want. And right now, never much money be scored, because and this is why, you know, my demonstrations, no, if such, no, my dad's rent, whatever. Right now, the idea is not kuti vange vachibuda kwatiri, but try to change their political parties. They are claiming kuti ma political parties, and they should be carrying the word, not to go out and, you know, hijack a project. Right now, program irikunzi NERA iriku yakamirire chii, tida kuenda kupi, munoti hanzi maelections. Maelections ekupi, maelections achina iri feja feja. Tukutora hatichikuda kutamba feja feja. Tukuda a simple, free and fair election. And that election, without those reforms, will never be there. And whatever talks are day. There have been talks in our country. My talks are Rwanda, and they haven't been bringing out my results. And of late, people have been brave enough to say, no, guys, and you have done enough kwatiri, and right now what we want is this and that. And people should be focused on that. After the electoral path or the playing field has been leveled, this is when people should be coming out and try to sell their manifestos. But as of now,
How do we organize and get organized, Dr. Shumba?
It's not in the
Mukoma Hasla.
Mukoma Hasla. Ishonagana English.
Ishonagana English.
Okay. Yeah. Mukoma Hasla, Pamaticha Mixer. Pane zvinhu zviviri ndichakupindurai ndichibatanidza nezvataurwa naMukoma Dan Moyo. Kana tichitaura nezvemaelections tiri munyika medu, hatifani kuisa zvinhu zvese muone bucket. Kune mamwe mabato anongofunga kuti ngatiite ichi chete tozoita chimwe tapedza ichi. Kune mamwe mabato ane capability yekuita multitask. Zvekuti isu pari zvino, I can confidently say kuti patiri kutaura nyaya yeZimbabwe hatisi tega tiri kutaura nyaya yeZimbabwe. International community is also watching. They are asking kuti whether to Zimbabwe. They are looking at, okay, what is the color, shape and form of the future of Zimbabwe? Saka isu, kana isusu tiri leadership iri kutarisa remangwana reZimbabwe, we respond kunemana Mukoma Hasla. Tino responda kuma constituencies, tino responda kuma international stakeholders, tino responda kune munhu wese, but chiri agreeable ndiche kuti kana ma elections whether tabudirira kana tatadza kubudirira, Zimbabwe inofanira kuvakwa. Kana ichifanira kuvakwa, kupripea kwacho kunotanga nhasi. Saka the fact yekuti Zimfest iri pari zvino, it should be celebrated because iri kutounza international community. We might not like it or we might like it, that's fine. But tinofanira kuziva kuti isusu kana tichitarisa tinoti political spectrum. But nyaya yega yega, whether they electoral reform, kune vamwe vanenge vari extreme position inonzi radical. Kune vamwe vanenge vari pakati, kuna vamwe vari kudiriri soft vanenge vachiti tomba batati bate bate. Saka isusu tinotarisa vanhu vese, Mukoma Hasla muri kudivirira kuti kana hondo ngatirwei. Kuna vamwe vanototi hatidi zveropa. Saka isusu se vemapato, especially as Zimfest, a party which is in national conversation, we should be able kuti taurire vanhu kuti kana kuri ku electoral reform chatakatasana nazvo. Ndataura pekutanga paya kana makateerera, we talked about the roadmap with milestones which will get us to whether we have elections or we don't have elections, but there will be milestones which will be evaluated by the people. And then when it comes to the rebuilding of Zimbabwe, the rebuilding program, preparing to rebuild, starts today. And you have heard Dr. Mema, who was on the call. They are already putting together the government in waiting, because there is no way Zimbabwe can wake up and then all of a sudden we say we've won elections, so what? We started running around, let's rebuild this. We will be building a case for disaster. So kunemi vana Mukoma Dan, we are saying my demonstrations have happened. We met twice as presidents, including his president, where the agenda was to evaluate the demonstrations. And there are several schools of thought. And those schools of thought position will suffice. We are still evaluating. But what I can tell you is that the roadmap is getting traction. We have input from other presidents. So we cannot unilaterally say, we don't want this, we don't want this. That's not how democracy works. If one party states its position, it's tabled. and it has to listen to other political parties. And at the end of the day, the good thing which is happening is the parties are able to voice either their pleasure or displeasure. And that's what's happening. And every party is able to present their position. And there is an alignment and realignment which is happening. Like yesterday, there was a deadlock when one political party decided to break the standing rules that the convenership should be after every 3 months. And other political parties said no.
Can you name the political party?
You will hear it through the grapevine. I don't want to cause unnecessary commotion, but it's public.
I know.
Is Hustler still on the
thank
line?
Thank you. Mkoma Hustler, mchiri parunare.
You know what we want to highlight kuna Dr. Shumba is Dr. Shumba amusiri mega munofunga izvo tinotora ne kutoto even all these political parties that were there before you kunotova ne Zimbabwe yakatobikwa itoriko kuseri but as nezvi chiri mugango ndicho kuti mari yedu iri pakati pemakumbo eShumba toitora sei ndo pane dambudziko dambudziko harisi rekuti hanzi tichazoita sei kana tatora mari nonono tichazoiparadza sei tichazoipambadza sei nonono business what you should be looking at right now if I give you an example because of the demonstrations dzakaitwa of late right in Zimbabwe even radio stations here you know asking us as Zimbabweans kutiko chii chiri kuitika you know and zvino izvozvo were not being said before why they say peace again is the absence of fear and in Zimbabwe there has been that peace yekunyepera you know which was not peace but it was fear you know and right now those demonstrations are bringing that attention yamuri kutaura kuti kune international community haisi kuzouya in or kuzoita intervene because imi makatoka masuit muri ma air conditioned places and you are talking about this and that no it's shown by the activity on the ground and that activity on the ground is going to take us where we want to go and taende ikoko vanhu vese mune ma blueprints ari kuseri mutazotanga kumatengesa tasvika kunyika ichipikirwa not now ndimuruda kutopingirisa zvirongwa zvatiri kuronga you know right now what we have to be talking about is not jatichada kuita taiwana mari no mari ngaitange yabatwa mari iyi right inini
mukoma
Hustler kuti tidai after that because right now as next program yatango ichinzi nere yakafomerwe chii
mukoma Hustler
right so it doesn't even look like a confidence in the electoral
thank you so much maita basa mukoma Hustler
right now you know what if we take ZANU PF kuti run even my election in Botswana ZANU PF will come and win election
mukoma Hustler regaitipemukana kune mumwe mutereri
we want to dismantle that and that is dismantled by activity revanu on the ground and this is why there is so much attention here is kubuda nevanhu vakapfeka
regaitipemukana
kubuda nevanhu vari kurohwa nemapurisa
tazvinzwa mukoma Hustler vane shungu
fundraising
Mr. Hustler, can you hear us, Mr. Hustler? Maita basa mukoma Hustler, anza dziri medzinonzwa. Ndinodaira kuti vashumba vazvinzwa asi tichava pamukana wokupindurai. Tinotenda zvikuru, rambai muchipinda pachirongwa ndechenyu vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Iye zvine zvitina mukoma tichaona muchikazariri vari kuZimbabwe vachataura tobva tazongoti vashumba vapindure mukoma Hustler zvavazotaura kechipiri pamwe nezvine zvataurwa namukoma tichaona. Mukoma tichaona makadi.
Tinofara makadi mukoma. Ndimukoma Jonga here?
Ndijonga kandemiri.
Okay, tiri right mukoma.
Taurai.
Ndotaura hangu.
Taurai chirongwa ndechenyu.
Iripo inyaya iri pachena. I think kugadzirwa kwenera it's a noble issue and to most Zimbabweans it comes with a lot of joy and positiveness but nyaya ndiri kunzwa pana papa iri nyaya inotasana nema demonstrations ichibva kuna chiremba inyaya yekuti isusu tiroga Harare tiri munomumu tagara tiri matrenches kare taakuziva nekunzwisisa zvinoda musangano wezanu tichiona kuti zanu issue iparty yevanhu vakaoma musoro 2013 vakatora maelections 2008 vakatora maelections saka pese ipapo taienda kumanegotiations tichinogara navo kuti titraye kunzwisisana navo kusvikira paissue yekuti tingayananisani sei semazimbabwe but up to this end now we have realized that no zanu pf haina imwe nyaya yainonzwisisa other than nyaya yekuti tiisunde saka issue yedemonstration iissue iri pachena yekuti isusu hatisi kuti tiri kuda kurova kana kuve tiri violent to the ruling government no we are simply saying kuti tataura nemi tikagara nemi pasi hamusi kutiteerera iko zvino tawanda isu vana vakadzidza tawanda isu vabereki vasiri pamabasa tawanda isusu madzimai vaakunotengesa mapotatoes nembambaira mutaundi nemiriwo saka isu tiri kuti kugovernment iyi 2013 makatiti inini mune 2.2 million people asi pamajobs ipapa hapana chiri kubuda the universities dzatiinadzo they are churning out millions of students of graduates who are going into the streets saka all NERA is about is to want to force government to give us a level playing field yekuti tinodzokera tine confidence ku 2018 tichiti tiri kunovhotera musangano watinoda wechoice yangu musangano iwoyo uchihwina kana kuza ndakagurikana saka issue yedemonstration iripo haisi yekuti tiri kuve tiri kuattract violence tiri kuti no zvimwe zvese zvakundikana isusu sevanhu vezimbabwe tichafamba tichiya kupalamende tokupai petition tichafamba toenda kuhofisi kwamakarau tomupa petition kuimakarau iwe wakati voting registration yevoting is 24/7 from the last day election to the next day
mukoma tichaona
tichitipa mukana wekuti tiregister nhano
maita basa mukoma tichaona thank you so much tichakupai mukana wekuti mupindurwe asi Chris tane vamwe vanyarikano vapinda pachirongwa chedu
yes we are fortunate now to hear the other side of the coin and we are talking about ZANU PF and we have with us joining us right now is the UK ZANU PF chairman Mr. Nick Mangwana. Mr. Mangwana, you are now live on Live Talk. Good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen and yes. Lady.
Yes, I'm sure you have heard a bit of what some of our listeners are saying. We are talking about NERA, but of course NERA is just one block in a very big jigsaw puzzle. And we just want to get your opinion of what you think about NERA.
NERA is their organization, and it has very little to do with us. So people can gather and people can combine as much as they want. That's it. So we have no opinion on NERA because it's none of our business.
But the grouping is blaming your party and your government of not being fair when it comes to electoral reforms.
Okay, let's start. The party is ours, but the government, the party is ours, that is excluding you, but the government is ours, including them and you. So it's our government. It's not a government for ZANU PF people. So if they say the part, if they are blaming the government and ZANU PF, that's understandable. But there is not okay. I might have missed the first part of the program. But God knows what reforms are they talking about? What exactly do they want? If you can just give me five if you can articulate five things they want done, mm-hmm. then we can start from there.
Maybe we can give Mr. Moyo, you've been too quiet. Are you still there?
Yes, I am here, my brother. Thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to first agree with the caller's counselor and teacher owner regarding the impact of the demonstrations and why it is important for the people of Zimbabwe, the people on the ground, the ones who are suffering, to be in the forefront. One thing I can tell you is that the people are tired of situations where they sit with ZANU-PF like they did in the GPA, and they got nothing out of it. In fact, the country is even gone worse. It's gone to the dustbin. And secondly, I want to address Mr. Mangwana, who seems to take pride to being a ZANU-PF leader there in the UK. ZANU-PF is a failed entity, and as such, I regard anyone who supports it, including their leaders, as failures. And Mr. Mangwana, you fit in that category very well. Your party has failed, and yet you fail to acknowledge or even to realize the failures per se, and you go out there in the UK embarrassing yourself, supporting a dead donkey. Right now, we have $15 billion that is missing from the coffers of the country. And your president, all he could do was to stand up and tell the people and announce to the nation that $15 billion has gone missing. Not even once did he say or utter a word about a commission of inquiry to investigate what happened to the funds. What kind of a leader takes his people for granted to that extent? He promised them 2.2 million jobs in 2013 when he rigged the elections. And up to today, instead, all we have seen is closures of industries and job losses all across.
Mr. Moyo, can I hold you there? Just for the purposes of time, would you respond to Mr. Mangwana's assertion? He says that just give him five examples of what NERA wants reformed.
Okay, first and foremost, We want a clean voters register. We don't want ghost voters in that register. Secondly, we don't want ZTC running the elections, either registering people or determining who the monitors are going to be for those elections or even counting the votes, because ZTC has proved that it is an extension of ZANU-PF. It is meant by the CIO and people from ZANU-PF. Thirdly, We want monitors to come from the international community. We want monitors to come from reputable organizations that have been known to be able to allow a free and fair process. Fourthly, we want media reforms. We want the ZBC to stop being a mouthpiece for ZANU-PF, but to represent the entire opposition political parties. All the parties that are participating in the elections should be there. And finally, the voters' registration has to be made available to the parties 6 months before the elections are conducted. And it has to be in an electronic form that people can be able to look at it and analyze it and determine if their members are on that electronic voters' roll.
Mr. Mangwana.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Moyo. I'm not going to respond to the first part of your contribution.
Because it's the truth. Because it's the truth.
Okay. I thought I was very quiet when you were talking, and I gave you the chance to speak. So just allow me 1 minute to respond, please. I'm not going to respond in detail to the first part of your assertions, because they were personal, quite disrespectful and unnecessary, in the sense that every Zimbabwean is allowed to join and support or participate in a political party of their choice. And allow me that in our constitution, and allow anyone who supports ZANU-PF in the UK or elsewhere that opportunity, because it's their democratic right. But now let's go back to the issue we're talking about, which is NERA. You said you don't want Zeki. ZEC is the foundation of the Constitution, which was voted in by 95% of the Zimbabwean population. So it does not make sense unless you want to amend the Constitution. Then you said you want a clean voters' roll. So do we. That one you don't need to demonstrate about or do anything about because that's what we want. So we want a clean voter roll. So we are good there. Then you say you want monitors. Right. When it comes to monitors, it depends on which monitors you want. If you want monitors, local monitors, your own different parties having their monitors monitoring that election as election agents and so forth, by all means, they always have, we want them. But if you are saying you want other countries to come and monitor our elections, then that's a different game. That's a different proposition altogether. But if you are saying you want a bit more observers, that's different. Because a monitor has got a superintending role in an election. Now, we don't want any foreigners to come and have that superintending role because, obviously, we are a self-governing nation. We've got our own institutions that can administer our own elections. We've got our own... Every party has got its own agents that can be in an election and or in a polling station and monitor what's going on. So that one, it depends on what you really mean by monitors. When it comes to in national institutions, your other point was you wanted the media to be available to everybody. Oh yeah, I think that's standard. The media should be available to anybody. That's not a problem. And I think if you look at the founding principles of either ZBC or whatever has been agreed on, or even the Electoral Act, they are saying it's saying the same thing. So how do you go post this reform besides the one which we probably differed on which is the monitoring one? Everything else we probably agree, except that also obviously you cannot remove the ZEC. So the reforms now, if you go on the street, what do you want done? Exactly what do you want done? The ZBC is there, the election is not and, in place.
Mr. Mangwana, for time's sake, sorry to cut you short, maybe Dr. Shumba may respond to that.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
I think we are focusing on the wrong things here. Sure. Mr. Mangwana, you have heard Mr. Jonathan Moyo says we cannot reform ourselves out of government. He is aware of the reforms which have been presented to Mr. Mugabe, who have been presented to Mr. Makarao. I would like to have an opportunity to talk.
Sure.
You have been talking, and we need to be respectful. So the reforms are in the GPA, and these reforms were agreed upon during the signing on of the Government of National Unity. And Mugabe never had the intention to comply and to make them constitutionally binding, and that's what we're battling with. So on that front, that's what NERA is focusing on. I would want to take our eyes off what Mr. Moyo was saying and focus on the reforms which we agreed in the GPA. They are very clear. You can even call Mr. Jonathan Moyo and said, what reforms did you say you will not institute? And what we are focusing on, one, it's free and safe. And I want to tell you, Mr. Mangwana, is the president of a party, and other presidents can attest to that, that every single day we receive calls of people being visited by the CIO. We have people in hiding. We have to deal with people who are hunted down by the CIO. Right now, people are saying...
Oh, unfortunately, Dr. Shumba, time has just slipped away. I wish we could go on, but we have to end it there. Thanks a lot to our guest, Jonga. You can take it over. And my name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Dr. Shumba, we thank you so much for being here. Dr. Maxwell Shumba is the president of ZimFest. And we have also had Mr. Dan Moyo, MDCT, USA Province Chairman, and Mr. Nick Mangwana, ZANU-PF, UK Chairman. This is Jonga Kandemiri, Chitaiwa, Mwara Zvakanaka, Kusangana Zvakare, Mangwana, Panopa Live Talk.